Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This game, at the beginning of it, was so intense and so, like, physical, and I was so glad that the officials were going to let him play. There's no question about it that St. John's needs that ability to be able to play this kind of, you know, this kind of game. And the fact that they were asking Rick Pitino, you know how they do those interviews in the middle of the game? And he basically looked at the camera and said, well, they don't think we can shoot.
Yeah.
And it turned out that they could shoot, and they did make some big shots, especially three-point shots, which is such a big part of this. And now, two games in a row, St. John's has shot well from the three-point line. I can't say enough about Zubi Ejiofor. I mean, he's all over the basketball court, defensively, offensively, big plays. Everything seems to start and end with him. But I have to say that, you know, we thought that I thought they were going to get to this point. Now, they beat one of the best basketball players in college basketball in Peterson. Now they're going to face the Boozer brothers. And that's going to be another, you know, obviously, hill to climb, if you will. But, you know, defense is the thing that keeps you in games all the time. And quite frankly, the only thing that I saw yesterday that maybe bothered me a little bit, on a text thread with a bunch of buddies, I'm like, why is Rick Pitino asking for a replay when it wasn't obvious that his player didn't touch the ball?
Yeah.
When, in fact, later on in the game, there were a couple replay scenarios.
Two of them.
That would have went their way had he would have saved it. And I know this is after the fact, and I know in the heat of the moment, it's completely different. And every team has a different way of going about it. I'm not sure how.
That was a first guess, though. It was a first guess for me. I mean, I had the benefit of the replay. You had the benefit of the replay. But to me, at that point in the game, it didn't seem necessary.
Right, exactly. And the other thing, too, is remember what Gene Steratore said. He said, I can't tell, obviously. It has to be clear and distinct that this is, you know, the ball wasn't touched by the St. John's player. I can't tell that. And if I can't tell that, then I can't overturn the call that was on the court. So, I mean, like, that's the one thing that bothered me, because I think we would have been talking about that a lot more this morning had they lost. But, again, like, I had this team, and I still have this team going to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And the reason I did was because of the way that they play defense. I wasn't expecting the three-point shooting that they've shown over the last two games. And, you know, when you see the Sweet 16, there are four teams left that have a five seed or higher. And or lower, however you want to look at it. And, you know, and that, of course, is St. John's at a 5, Tennessee at a 6, Iowa at a 9, and Texas, the play-in game, at 11. So, and Iowa just was unbelievable. That was an unbelievable game yesterday. Tennessee is a really great story as well. But for those of us who live around here and have been wondering where the St. John's basketball program has been, well, the last 2 years, Rick Pitino has resuscitated it. And I'm telling you, this game yesterday was unbelievably exciting.
Yeah, and it's New York basketball the way we like it, even though it's a little bit ugly.
Reminds me of the Knicks of the 90s.
Yeah, right. It's maximum effort. I mean, it's ugly at times. There's stretches where offense is nowhere to be found, but it is defense, it's intensity, it's big moments, these guys caring. I mean, it's great. Two things that I love to hear and see with people who haven't watched this team throughout the year, which is, you know, the broadcasters or people that are associated with the teams that they are playing, is the broadcasters keep saying, I can't believe how hard they're playing all the time.
The whole year's been
like, right, exactly. But it's just, they're like, wow, they just are relentless how hard they're playing. And it was a couple of times too where I could see behind the bench, you know, whether it was coaches or people that were associated with the program with both Northern Iowa and Kansas early on in the game, where they had this look on their face like, oh God, like this team is different. They're physical. They're suffocating. And honestly, they should have run them right out of the building. Now, good for Kansas. Great program. Great coach. Star player. They were able to get back into it. But they should have run them out of the building. They were beating them up.
How about the fouls at the end of the game?
Well, of course. I mean, you had four fouls to give.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, you don't really get to see that much.
Well, it never happens in the NBA because they made a rule against it.
Yeah, exactly. But this is one of the reasons why you try not to foul. And this is how you use your fouls at the end of the game to try to reduce the amount of time that the opposing team has to hit a winning basket. And to have Dylan Darling be the darling of the tournament yesterday after not scoring all game long and just calling his own number and taking it right to the basket and then having that little scoop lay in. I mean, just, and then you see the way the teammates react to him.
Yeah.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I mean, of course. I mean, these guys love one another. Rick Pitino, it's funny. I'm sure Jerry will play it. But, you know, he's in that timeout, Dylan Darling's calling for that play. That is his play and the one that you saw where he goes right to the basket and scores, and Rick agrees, and then like 2 seconds later, he's like, wait a second, this guy hasn't hit a shot the entire game, but he's like, wait, I kind of like that, and of course, it was amazing, just beats the buzzer, and everybody's going crazy, and I thought we were going to come in here today and say, wow, I mean, St. John's just dismantled two teams, but maybe this was a good thing that they had to get this scare in them from Kansas heading into the Duke game, and they're not getting too cocky. Not that I think that they would, but I mean, in this game, too, I mean, there was a point where a 10-point lead felt like a 20-point lead because of how unbelievable they are defensively. I mean, they are just in your face. You could see the frustration. I can't imagine how frustrated. You saw it on Bill Self.
Well, especially at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, they were like, what the hell are we getting ourselves into? And the thing is that when you play a team like this, and I'll equate it in football terms of like playing the 2000 Ravens, playing the 85 Bears. Like, they were so quick and so fast and so relentless and so much into your face that, like, there wasn't a lot of time to make decisions.
Yeah.
And, you know, decision-making in sports, especially when it involves either skates or running up and down for lunatics for 40 minutes, like, you know, college basketball is this time of year, you know, you can't you can't replicate that in practice.
No.
You could try to tell your players, this is the way it's going to be. This is what we have to do. And then all of a sudden, out come the bad passes. You can't get the ball inbounds. You end up throwing it away. I mean, it's one thing after the next, and it starts adding up. And again, this is one of the reasons why, really knowing the St. John's team and how they play and what they're predicated on and the foundation that Coach Pitino has built and how this team really has come together. I mean, it was – the defense is the impressive part of it. But the other part of it is, it's just like when they needed a bucket, they got one. And when they needed to get the bucket to win the game, they got one. You know, that is – and look, they had to play some – They play tough basketball. When I look at Duke, who they beat? They beat, Siena, and they beat TCU.
Yep.
So, again, their numbers are going to be skewed because they're playing, these high seeds.
Yeah.
Or low seeds, whatever. However,
right.
How do you do that? Is it high seeds or low seeds? So is Duke the higher seed?
Yeah, the higher seed, yeah. So,
yeah.
Right. So the lower seed is the one that's the bigger
right.
number.
So they're playing these lower seeds, and it's like, all right, so that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And by the way, they weren't perfect either.
No, I mean, but they're also the number one overall seed in the tournament, and they're Duke. So, Rick Pitino's going to give them the proper respect. But, the way that this team played, how relentless they are, you'll put them up against anybody. I mean, I really believe that. Now, Duke's going to be more athletic. They're going to have better scorers on the team. But I don't think that St. John's can't suffocate them like they've suffocated so many opponents throughout the year and then hit enough shots to be able to win the game. And that's really what it comes down to, is hitting those three-pointers. I want to point out, it came down to Dylan Darling. But there was when Kansas had all the momentum in the world, they cut it to 62-61. And St. John's goes back down the floor. And Hopkins hits that three to make it 65-61.
Yes.
I mean, that's how you win tournament.
You got to hit that shot.
In that moment. And then I kind of relaxed until, of course, what happened in the end. But I mean, I was like, all right, this is that you were just getting completely, the script was flipped completely into Kansas's favor. And that shot settled things back down. I was like, all right, they're not losing. They are not losing.
And you could feel the avalanche of momentum shifting. You could just see it. And then all of a sudden, if you hit a shot like that.
Yeah, there it was right there. Yeah.
Right, and you play for a team who your coach says that the other team doesn't respect our shooting, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you hit a shot like that in that moment. And then again, it's like the Dylan Darling thing. That shot is big. The Dylan Darling shot is obviously huge. It wins the game for them. The way that Zubi was playing defense, the way that he was rebounding, when they needed a shot, he would get into the paint and go get one. I mean, they got a little bit of everything going on. There could be a little charm here going for them, but there's substance. This is not fake. This is a team with real substance.
Yeah, and all the crap that we talk about in collegiate athletics and the things that turns people off, and I understand that St. John's pays their players a lot of money, but there's one thing you can't deny. I mean, these guys are not here just to collect money and then try to get to the NBA. These guys are here to win.
Kentucky.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it's also Darren Peterson. That's a guy that as talented as he is, his dream was never to win a national championship. So it's like, it's situations like that. That's why I love this team so much is there's a lot of stuff that swirls around them. And yes, there's a nil collective with this team as well, but there is no denying that this group has a mission. They want to win and they're playing their asses off. They're not thinking about anything else but winning that game in that moment. And you can't say that about every collegiate athlete these days. It's protecting their future. It's protecting their money. And I'm not going to blame them. But this group is out there. I mean, it is maximum effort from the opening tip to the final buzzer. And it's just, it's ugly basketball at times, but it's still very, very fun to watch.
But I totally understand your point of view. Like, because there is a turnoff factor because of the amount of money that players are making. And, for those of us who, played under scholarships and weren't allowed to make money, it is a little disconcerting and it's a little off-putting. There's no question about that. But what balances that is the just the quick nature of college basketball, especially when you get to March Madness.
Yeah.
And you watch these players and how much it really, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that Peterson didn't want to win. I thought he did everything he possibly could to help the team win. But
I'm not saying he doesn't want to win. It's just that's not his dream. His dream is to be the number one overall pick in the NBA. These guys' dream is to beat Kansas, you know?
Yeah, I understand. And I kind of agree with that, especially with this team and as unselfish as this team has been. And then when you hear, like Zuby being interviewed,
yeah,
I mean, how do you not like that guy?
Just
how
best.
Do you not appreciate who that guy is? And he's the ultimate leader of the team. I mean, that's his team, but it's not his team. You know what I mean? Like, they're all in this thing together, and Pitino's put a bunch of kids together that really believe that they can win. And you know, they have to. They're gonna go through Peterson. Now they got to go through the Boozer brothers.
Yeah, I mean, they got to go. Yeah, the lottery, talking lottery picks all over the place. I mean. But this is, as you mentioned, prior to this weekend, because you had them going to the Final Four. It's one of those things where if they do, you're talking about, you know, potential of beating Kansas, Duke, and UConn to get to the Final Four, which is crazy.
If UConn makes it,
yeah,
and St. John's makes it, it's UConn, St. John's number four.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
And by the way, they started hitting shots yesterday too. Last night,
yeah. So I mean, I said that I would be thrilled if they made it to the Sweet 16 and played their ass off and gave Duke a great game. I couldn't be too disappointed with that, but. You know, after seeing them play so well, I mean, if you just take out that last couple of minutes where Kansas stormed back, I mean, those two teams, I mean, they just picked apart Northern Iowa and they were just grinding out Kansas into powder.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I hate asking you to do this right now, and maybe you'll do it in the break and then we'll come back on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
I know how you love to look up ticket prices.
Oh, God. I mean, think about that, too.
Because they're in Washington, D.C.
Right. And isn't it both games, too? Because this is a UConn, Michigan State. You also get the ticket, too?
So it's 50-50. I mean, it's 50-50 in terms of, like, where obviously D.C. is located from Duke and, of course, St. John. So I would imagine that those ticket prices are going to be through the roof.
Yeah. I mean, I will take a look. But, of course, I mean, there's really no reason why... There wouldn't be. Yeah, there's all different, you know, all sessions, and then you got the night session and this session. So I have to take a look at it. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be an extremely hot ticket. And this is if you're a diehard St. John's fan that always wanted to see them play in a Sweet 16 and they haven't done it since 99.
Against the number one overall seed.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we said if they were going to make it, it was going to be a gauntlet.
Yeah, but it's almost like this is, and you know what Rick Pitino's saying. I mean, he's not making any excuses. He's not complaining. He's not saying we got screwed. He's saying this is the greatest opportunity you guys have ever had. I mean, the tournament's not going to be easy no matter what bracket that you're in. And here you are, and you get to prove yourself against the best. I mean, if we would have started this season, you'd said, all right, you've got an opportunity to play Duke in the Sweet 16. We would have taken that right now. So anybody who's talking about negatively, and I haven't heard a lot of St. John's fans since the brackets came out, but... I mean, talking negatively, if we were in this bracket, we'd be playing this team and have a better chance. No, this is an opportunity. Look at it as one of the greatest opportunities this program has ever had. Look at it that way. Well, go out there and beat them.
There's always two ways to look at it. And, you know, of course, Rick Pitino's going to be like, we're the little engine that could. There's no question about it. And there's the whole lack of respect aspect to it. And you saw it in the in-game interview yesterday.
Yeah, and Rick finally in this year got the guys that he needed. He got the horses that he needed to play his style and do what he wanted to do. If you remember... After that first year, I mean, he came out and just said, there's going to be a lot of guys that aren't going to be here next year. Because in order to play for me, you've got to be sick in the head about basketball. This is what he said. I actually went back and watched this yesterday. He's like, and I don't have those guys right now. And we're going to get those guys, but a lot of guys are not going to be here. And then last year, he had a bunch of those guys, but not all of those guys. And now this year he does. He's got him. He's got that team. He finally was able to construct, finally, it's a couple of years. But, you know, he's able to get from top to bottom the exact team he needs to win in March, and he's winning.